This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. The following is an interview with Aurora Snow, done at Adult Entertainment Expo 2008. I start the interview off, but since I've interviewed Aurora several times, we turn it over to Savannah Schweitzer, our resident toy reviewer and huge Aurora Snow fan. Hope you guys enjoy the two ladies chatting. Thought it was a pretty good one. Feedback is always welcome. Rog at RogReviews. Thank you. All right, it's January. It means it's time to interview Aurora Snow again for the fourth or seventh or eighth time. Hello.
Hi.
I believe this was the same booth that I interviewed you the first time, yes?
Very much so.
Many, many, many years ago.
Yes.
And many awards ago.
Many, yes.
So we are in the Anabolic booth.
Yes, we are.
And you're here signing a calendar.
Yes.
You are Miss July, yes?
I am for this calendar, yes. And I believe it's a scene from Gangbang Girl number 33. And it is a very romantic scene. I am being stuffed from every which way. It's a very hardcore calendar, definitely not one to hang in the office.
There appears to be penises in both of your lower orifices.
Yes.
And one there in your face.
Yes, they are indeed. It's romantic, like I said.
It was a prom day.
Yes.
All right, so we were just discussing, you're one of the select handful of young women who have done more than one Gangbang Girl. Usually it's one and done, but not for you.
No, actually, well, one of them I didn't do anal, which was Gangbang Girl number 27, and then Gangbang Girl number 33, I decided to go for it and do anal with, like, 13 guys, and I had a great time.
Well, if you're going to do anal, you might as well do anal, right?
You may as well go full out, absolutely.
All right. Now, of course, we have a special treat coming, but we're going to talk about a few other things first. We still have no website really up for you.
Because webmasters are mean. No, it's just most of them are very dishonest. I'm having a very tough time finding an honest webmaster or a trustworthy one at that. So when I come across one, you'll know because my site will be up. And I thought that I'd come across one, and well, I hadn't. So
if you're a trustworthy webmaster out there,
yes,
you know, contact Aurora Snow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I like to work on percentages. So if the site's doing well, my webmaster is in turn profiting from my site profiting. So.
What else have you been up to?
Mostly feature dancing. Honestly, I've been out feature dancing an awful lot. So I haven't been home to make a whole lot of movies. I've done a couple. Like, I'm up for an Avian Award for inserts, which was really just fun.
Can you do the voice?
You know what? If I can see it, as soon as I see the movie, I mimic things very quickly. But I just have to have, like, you know, a couple of seconds of hearing it, and I can mimic it. It's actually, originally, I started out doing the voice differently. And Roy Quirch, who's directing it, goes, okay, come here, I want you to watch this. So I watched about a minute or so of it, and I'm like, okay, I got it. And I was just all over the place. I had the voice. It was great. So I haven't actually seen it yet. I just remember shooting it.
It's fun. And you were Best Supporting Actress last year, too.
Yes.
For Rumor Had 'Em.
Yeah. Another Roy Quirch.
So Roy Quirch apparently gets you
You know what? Because Roy Quirch actually puts me in movies where I get to act. And not many people do that.
Do you like to do that?
I love to do that.
Well, you still like to have sex.
Oh, I love to have sex. That's just given.
Okay. Now, speaking of loving to have sex, apparently there is a secret website, so secret that even the CIA can't find it, but someone that we both sort of know, said that, well, first of all, he said that you showed him a website that has you and I doing a sex scene together.
Yes. I heard about that. Actually, the story got better because we and another party got involved. My guy got involved. It was told to him that during the filming of Clusterfuck for a Sin City movie, I decided to tell him personally about all of this on the BTS tapes, which was just kind of, well, that was so long ago. And he has the BTS tapes, you know, with him, and he and my guy are supposed to go over and have a beer and watch those tapes, which should be an interesting...
Well, all I want to do is see the scene, because if I actually had sex with you, I'm sorry to say, I don't remember. And that's just a crime, because I would want to remember. So I want to see the scene so I can at least see if I was any... Was I any good?
You know, I think you were pretty good. But you know, from my memory, I think we both must have been pretty hammered.
What I'm thinking, though... What I'm thinking is, since your guy said he's okay with it as long as he films it, my wife says
it's
okay with her, we might as well do it.
Exactly. We may as well... You know, the rumor's already out there. It's not going to get worse.
Right.
We may as well go for it.
Yeah, well... Then everybody would know that
I can't last 5 seconds with you, so.
Well, you know what? We can loop it.
We can loop it. Thank you. That's great. Now, since I've interviewed you so many times, and we've now covered the POV scene. By the way, for the record, have we ever had sex on or off camera?
No, we have not.
Yet.
Yet.
Okay.
We have not had sex yet
so
on camera.
So to this point, no one's ever seen such a website because no such website exists. And believe me, readers, if I ever have the pleasure, you will all be the second, third, through 100 millionth to know, because I'm going to tell everyone.
Absolutely.
I get that Aurora might want to hide the fact that we had sex, but there's no way I'm hiding it.
Nah.
All right, so we may someday go ahead and shoot a scene and dedicate it to a certain someone, just for fun. All right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this over to Savannah, our resident toy reviewer. Little history. When she first started talking about working for my site, she expressed an interest in pornography and said, by the way, do you know a woman named Aurora Snow? And I said, you really don't read my site very much, do you? Because I'm kind of in love. So we instantly bonded over this mutual lust for you.
Awesome.
I think she's got a better chance than I do because she's cute.
She's adorable.
So I'm going to turn it over to her for a few questions from a new interviewer.
Hi. Nice to meet you again.
It's nice to meet you again, too.
This is Savannah Schweitzer, and I am sitting at the fruition of every intelligent 16-year-old male's fantasy, and I'm sitting across from Aurora Snow, as you all know, and this is a dream come true for me, so just want to let you know I appreciate it, and I'm very excited. Okay, so what should we talk about? Why don't we start out with, what got you into the business? What made you decide, I know, porn?
I was going to UC Irvine, and I realized that I didn't want to be one of those people paying off the college loans until they turned 50. You know, want to have a life. So I figured, hey, what better way to pay for college loans than take off my clothes? I could probably make a lot of money. I'd never done anything like it before. It was almost morally challenging. It really was, because I'm like, can I do this and walk away from it and still feel okay with myself? Because I had this, I don't know what perception I had of porn, but it certainly wasn't the one. It wasn't one that matched the reality of it. So I went and I did it, and I had a lot of fun. And I'm like, hey, this is cool. And which is why I ended up staying in it so long. And I ended up really loving and having a great time. And, you know, finding out what it really was about. And it's not the bad, horrible thing that, you know, people make it out to be.
And so it's something that you would encourage other people to get into.
I'm not saying that because I think that it's a hard industry. It will be... It will take away a person's innocence, and innocence is a hard thing to maintain. And I think that innocence should be maintained for as long as the person can.
Okay. I think that's a really good point. Let's talk about the fans then. By and large, what's the nicest thing a fan has ever said to you?
Like today, for example, some of the nice things that they say are, you know, you've been in for a long time, and I have. I've been in for almost 8 years. And the nicest thing a fan said to me was, wow, you haven't changed. I'm like, that's sweet. One of the other compliments I get a lot, people come up to me and they go, wow, you look like your pictures. I mean, I'm sure that's a big compliment. Yeah.
And I have to tell you, when I was standing outside your booth yesterday and Raj was starting to make the connections, there was a very nice woman, probably 60 or so, and she asked if I was standing in line for you, and I said that I was, and she showed me a couple of pictures she'd taken of you at last year's convention, and one of the things that she told me is that you're the most authentic person in the business, which, you know, I thought was a pretty cool compliment, and talked about how her oldest son loves you, and her husband loves you, and you are like a family of
us. Jean Little, and she's got her husband, Joe, and her son. This is the thing. I guess some of my fans, I remember their names, and their son's name is Bruce, and I've never met him. But it's like, I remember, you know, I remember their names, I remember their kids, their dogs. They just, you know, after I see them so many times, they almost feel like friends.
So you see a lot of the same faces year after year.
Wow. New faces and then the same ones keep coming back, which is awesome.
Oh, that we do. So let's talk a little bit more about this POV that you and Raj shot, because I'm not going to lie, I'm insulted I wasn't invited.
We should set up another thing. Me, you.
Let Raj hold the camera, maybe?
Yeah, Raj can hold the camera. I like it.
will it be your POV or my POV?
I think we should switch back and forth.
Oh, that could be really good. We could market that.
Your POV, my POV, then maybe Roger's
just POV.
Yeah.
I think we're onto something here. I think that mutual person that you and Raj both know, he might even be up for financing it.
Yeah, I think he really wants it. I think he threw the rumor out there hoping that we would have done it.
We could launch a whole Aurora Snow POV line, and then you could hook up with random fangirlies like myself who don't have anything better to do with their time than lust after you.
I'm very happy to hear that. That's great.
All right. And so, have you had a chance to read any of the toy reviews? That
no, I have not. I have this aversion to online stuff unless I'm doing work online, only because I think that the internet takes away from the little tiny experiences. You know, instead of somebody saying going to the post office to mail their bills, or going shopping, you know, outside of their computer, you know, maybe you might run into somebody, you know, trip over somebody, say, hey, I'm so sorry, and all of a sudden you've made this new acquaintance, or you hear a funny story. All these things you're missing by only doing everything online. So I think that people are losing a little bit of life when they sit in front of a computer so much. No offense to anybody who does that. I don't mean it that way. I just, for me personally, I love life, and I want to get out there and live as much of it as I can. So,
as soon as the camera stops rolling, I promise to tell you everything I've ever written that's beautiful about you. All of my sad textual obsessions. What do you think is when you look back on it, what movie was kind of the turning point for your career? Where do you identify?
Honestly, I won the AVN Female Performer of the Year, and I won that primarily through all the stuff I've done for Anabolic. I've done my double emails, triple emails, all the stuff that really shows a performer who gets out there and just does it all.
And what's your favorite movie of yours that you've done?
Favorite movie's hard. You know, you've got your favorite maybe group scene, which would probably be one of the gang things. They were incredibly fun. And I've never ever done a gang thing, even thought about one until I worked for Anabolic. So it was kind of a big step. And so maybe one of those. And maybe in terms of like an acting movie, Inserts was so much fun to do. I got to talk so fast. I love talking fast. Maybe for like something that I've directed, I love exploitation. However, really for one of our shows, Horror Details, I just had so much fun writing that.
That's actually my favorite DVD of all time.
I think, you know, it's funny, I ran like everything that I was writing past Jay. And he would say, oh, no, you can't do that. It's awful. I'm like, but I love it. It's funny. I like it. So, I mean...
So let's talk a little bit about Jay. I'm a woman, so we've got to go into the romantic side. How long have you two been together?
Oh, geez. It's time to trade entry. Yeah, we've known each other for like 7 years. Long time.
Do you think it's easier to be in the business when you have a partner that is as well?
It's nice to have somebody to bounce for, to go home and say, you know, the person drove me nuts, what do I do about this? You know, you need somebody to help you navigate and guide through the business. It's not something you should be doing by yourself. It'll drive you nuts.
Well, just in case you're ever wondering, I'm always up for you navigating me through any kind of business. I'm very willing and ambitious. And this is starting to sound like a personal ad. Okay, so you've been together for a long time. You think it's helpful that he's in the industry too.
It is.
Have you two worked on anything together?
Oh my god, we've done so many movies together. We've done so many scenes together. Probably well over 100. Yeah.
Do you think there's a difference when you do scenes together as opposed to what you do in your private life?
Absolutely. When we're doing scenes together, it's you're doing it to really show off and make a show of it. You know, who can bet? Who can outdo the other one in the scenes? So.
And final set of questions for you. If you could have your choice to work with any one person in the industry that you haven't had the chance to yet, who would it be?
I don't know. I don't always pay attention. I don't always pay attention to the people in the business, performer-wise, unless I'm casting them in my movies. And then I'm looking at how good they perform with other people, so like how they perform with me. I don't really like to pick people. I just kind of like to get cast with them, and then I end up really liking that person or not. But I never would have known if I had, you know, been close-minded and said, oh, I only want to pick this person or so forth.
auction off sex toys for people to participate in karaoke. And one of the items that we had to karaoke like for a prize was one of your movies that I don't remember, but you're standing on the cover, you have these like hot pink thigh-high stripes, and you were the only one on the cover. And I know you've done a lot of movies, so I'm not helping you at all. But it was funny because we had like a DVD from Hustler, we had some kind of Penthouse sex toy, and your DVD wound up being the top prize that night. That was the one that everyone was fighting over.
Wow.
And then when I had a conversation with Raj later, he's like, actually, I sent that to you for your private collection.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, so you got a very rabid fan following in Kansas. If you were to ever make an appearance in Kansas City, I think I can personally guarantee, being the bar owner's daughter, you drink for free. So, I don't know if you're ever in town, but you should definitely check out your new restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah. You can always learn to convert a Southern Baptist. We're so refreshed.
Thanks for the type of
flight. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the fans?
For now, a good place to come see me is myspace.com Club Aurora.
All right. I think that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. All right. Quick follow-up. So how'd she do?
She did great.
So are you guys going to make out eventually?
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually. Can I watch?
Yes.
We're launching a POV line.
Yeah, we kind of spoke about that.